Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
That was assurance on the part of a Louth team beaten in the last two Leinster finals, refusing this year to come away empty-handed. 68 years, most of them weren't born, when a Louth team last won the Leinster Championship. And right now, they are within touching distance of lifting silverware. Chair Brennan's team, here's the hooter, the ball is kicked out, and Louth are the Leinster football champions for 2025. Sensational work on the part of Chair Brennan and Louth. How they will celebrate!
RTE's Ger Canning there on commentary as Louth made history at Croke Park, capturing the Leinster title for the first time in 68 years. Their last triumph dating all the way back to 1957. Well, joining me to talk through it is Meath man and GAA correspondent for the Irish Independent, Colm Keyes. So, Colm, a tough day for you, given where you're from, but it was an incredible day, wasn't it? An incredible match to watch.
Well, Claire, I have to claim my place of birth, Drogheda, as a lot of Meath people were born over in the maternity hospital. So we're claiming that this morning. No, full value for Louth. It really was a great occasion yesterday, first of all, for almost 66,000 to be at a Leinster football final that didn't involve Dublin was quite the figure. And really the colour, the atmosphere, it was spectacular. And at times the game lived up to that. It was obviously very, very similar to the 2010 final between the two teams. Very edgy, very cautious, a lot of nerves there. But this time, obviously, the main difference, Louth got it done. And what an outpouring of emotion at the end of it, too.
There's been some debate in the analysis as to whether Louth were still haunted by that 2010 defeat when they were denied the Leinster title. Do you get a sense that there was any sense of, was that game stalking the pitch yesterday, or was this just a new generation and it was out of their heads?
I think it was a new generation and it was out of their heads by and large. I don't think something like that would have filled a very, very big place in that Louth dressing room. However, on the terraces and in the stands and at home watching the television, it was through everyone's minds. Of course it was. It was one of the great injustices at the end of any game. I don't think anyone would deny that at this stage. And I think yesterday, for a lot of people, will purge that. And what's more, this is a very progressive Louth football team. The 2010 team, by and large, disappeared after that Leinster final in 2010. They didn't sustain reaching a Leinster final that year and the years that followed. And really, at the end of the last decade, Louth went to quite a low. They started to lose qualifier games to Leitrim, Antrim, a Leinster Championship match to Longford. And then Mickey Hart came in and he really lifted things for 3 years there before he left for Derry. So Louth has been a rising tide, and I would think this team is more sustainable. And yes, this will put 2010 to bed for a lot of people. Maybe not for those who were involved in the team and the management and those who were involved, but I think for the supporters, yes, the fact that they've beaten Meath in a Leinster final 15 years later really will allow them to move on.
And I agree with you. I think you could get a sense really of that build over time, that really they have learned how to be winners now. You could sense Meath's frustration, particularly towards the latter part of the second half. I mean, did it seem to you that Louth were really prepared for that moment, like the pressure of it, the knife edge? Because they really did, Colm, keep their heads.
They did, Claire, and that's very much rehearsed. Teams go through those scenarios in training so often that they will have a four-minute spell where the game is going to end. We must rehearse and practice and go through that keep ball scenario where they want to deny the opposition. And Louth did that supremely well. It's not great to look at, obviously, from a neutral point of view. People looking on and see these endless hand-passing chains that you would have thought the new rules would have dealt with. But With the stop clock and the hooter, players are much more aware now of the certainty of the ending of a game. They can see the clocks and they're looking at the two clocks in Croke Park yesterday and they're counting it down like everyone else. And they know that they can keep the ball. And there's three players from either side, well, four including the goalkeeper of one side, who cannot cross the line. So if you keep it within that, you're keeping three players away from being able to dispossess you. And it's even easier to keep the ball in some respects when there's only 11 players in that particular zone. That's as a result of the new rules. It is almost easier to do it now than it has been in the past. But look, teams ran down the clock. Dublin did it in 2017 against Mayo. They've always been conscious that the end is close. You can sense it in the ground. And it's a skill in itself to be able to do it under that pressure and all the pressure and the weight of history on Louth to be able to do that and not commit a mistake in those final few minutes where they're going to give Meath an opportunity to get back at them.
Yeah.
So a job well done, you would have to say,
and
in
listen,
the team sense.
I think that's what all the neutrals felt like watching it. You could tell that this was rehearsed, you know, keep the ball at all costs. But then there was that feeling that this could go wrong at any moment. And for Louth, it didn't. Ger Brennan, I mean, the right man to lead them to this point. And he said last night that wins breed wins. He certainly feels that there's more to come from this Louth team. What's your own view?
I do think that, and if it's not this year, Claire, it will be in the years ahead. Louth are already the Leinster under 20 champions. They won the Leinster under 20 title for the first time since 1981, just a week and a half ago there, and they beat Meath in Newbridge. And they're also in the minor final, which is the under 17 final for Leinster. And so they're going for a treble, a Leinster treble, for the first time ever. Now, to put that into context, Dublin have probably done it four or five times over the last 60 years since the under 21 championship came in. Meath have done it once. No other Leinster county out from Dublin and Meath, who are the leading counties historically in Leinster, no other county has done that. So Louth are now on the cusp of a unique treble for themselves in Leinster. And it really is, it's starry-eyed for them, that with the progress they've made. And it's a big county, and the two big towns, two of the biggest towns in the country, Drogheda and Dundalk, where you wouldn't have thought Gaelic Games had the footprint it should have for towns of that size. But you suspect that this will really drive things for them now.
Well, huge congratulations to Louth. That was a great game to watch. And congratulations to my own county, Laois, as well, who defeated Kerry in the Joe McDonagh Cup. An extraordinary scoreline, 528 to 121.